At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Beautiful world.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, joining in after a year and a half. Yeah,
well done. That was well done.
Thanks.
Nice job. You're welcome, Bill.
27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shindaddy was off for Labor Day yesterday, Bill. But
he was off.
What did he have going on today in Creighton?
Yeah.
Anything at all in Creighton today?
Better times.
God bless you for that.
It's Dairy Day. Shindaddy is going old school, and Shindaddy is the Creighton milkman for the day. He's delivering milk to every door to door to the masses.
The milkman.
And he's specifying.
He's milkmen.
They had milkmen, Jake. They were
Better
incredible.
Time.
Better
wish,
times.
We had
incredible.
A crate next Jake, to your door.
You had a crate next to your door. Yes. And then you'd look out there sometimes and your mom would say, get the milk.
Right.
Because the milkman.
Like grandma.
Yeah.
He said Roberts on it.
He said Roberts. It was incredible. Oh, yeah. Kenny Carlstein. That was our, that was who did our, Stacy's dad.
He brought the milk by.
She used to drive to, he used to drop her off at school
yeah.
in the milk truck. You see it whisk.
Oh, that's awesome.
She would drive to school and drop her off in the milk truck.
That's awesome.
And then go out and do his route.
God dang it.
So Shindy's delivering whole
what
milk.
What happened to this world?
That was better times, Jake. And Shindy's bringing it back today. You'll see him in the white outfit carrying it, carrying the milk door to door to deliver it.
Shit, he's just a marvel.
Jake, you have no idea what a milkman is, do you?
I've seen him in movies, but I've never seen an actual one in real life.
We saw it live. It was incredible.
And it was early, usually.
Yeah, it was early. It came
like 6 to 5 a.m.
And then you left at the time also, Jake, the music was bottles like that, and you'd leave your old ones out and the ones you used, and then the milkman would pick them up, and then we'd go deliver them.
So you'd have basically a paper person, paper man, paper boy, and the milkman come by in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody else would stop by the morning?
Yeah,
there's two. Anybody else stop by
the prowler.
The prowler.
The neighborhood prowler would stop by sometime.
Oh, yeah. The newspaper. That was incredible.
God. Newspaper and milkman.
The milkman was usually once a week. That was a once a week deal.
Okay.
And I'm sure maybe a certain family could have it set up twice, maybe, but it was once a week in our day. But the milkman was in every small town, Jake, and Shindaddy's brought that back.
Well, Grand Island had it because my grandma had it.
The big towns had it too, but even the ones that crazy was that. A town like Pender, Fullerton, these small towns, they all had milkmen. Absolutely. And the
just
crate.
A box by your door.
By your door.
Usually yes. Our side.
That's a good way to wake up. There it is. Yeah. Milk's right there.
Yep.
You get told.
Better
wait, go grab the milk.
So Shindy's going to be
he's the milk
he's delivering milk.
Door to door today in Creighton.
he's doing God's work there.
Better
thank
times.
You to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 as always. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I just checked right now. During the segment, the line has gone up from 6.5 to 7 in favor of Nebraska.
Okay.
So it is a full touchdown favorite for Nebraska against Colorado this weekend.
Mm-mm.
Is that a fair assessment after week one, do you believe, for this game?
How I do. Go? I do because if we stick to our credo on this show, which we always say it starts up front, Nebraska's better up front on both sides. Nebraska's defensive line has an advantage on a new Colorado offensive line, which you can't say definitively they're bad because they've only been together one game, but they didn't look that good to me. And they got an inexperienced left tackle. It'll be a hell night for him, I think, on Saturday. And then up front, they're okay up front, it looked like to me. I watched the whole game against North Dakota State. They looked okay-ish. But Nebraska's better up front on both sides. So I would say if you just start with that, yeah, 7 makes sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 7 makes sense.
You think it should be more?
Should be more. Yeah, I think
10?
It should be more. I think more like 13.
Wow. But you got to get action on both sides. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. So
you got to get action on both sides. If 13, you might just, people just might say, no, Nebraska's not going to cover. Yeah. You know.
So I agree with it. We'd rather have it 7. I would say it'll be 13. I think, like I said, I've said it before, after seeing, I had a chance to watch some of the Colorado game after I was at the Utah game. And so I had a chance to watch some of it after the game on a replay. So I saw, mm-hmm. I had a chance to check some of that out. And I don't have a good assessment of Nebraska, so I can't say that I did, because I saw the one play. So I don't have a great assessment. But what Steve said, that Mass kicks ass, and they're better on both sides. They're better on both sides. It's a home. In pass rushing, the advantage goes up big time to the home team when it's loud, because everything is off the ball. Oh, and, yeah. And it's their example.
How are they going to hear him on? How are they going to hear the quarterback?
To be able to do that will be a big part of it. But I don't think, like I said, it'll be a good game early. But I don't think it'll even be close.
Well, what scares me, if I were a Nebraska fan, is simple. They can score in a hurry. Colorado mm-hmm. can score in a hurry. They can make. There's going to be big plays, and you can't panic. If you're a fan, let alone a Nebraska defender, they're going to get some big plays down the field. You just don't panic.
They're going to catch a couple passes.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. Yeah. You just got to move on, hold them to field goals.
Yeah.
But I guess, like I said, that all the advantages, in my opinion, go to Nebraska.
It's
because of the mass. Just because you said what you
the
said.
The mass. Also, though, it's interesting what – I'm going to do it again, Jake. Gary Barnett said. He thought going into watching Nebraska UTEP that Nebraska's advantages against Colorado would be a physical defense and a young but very good quarterback. He didn't realize necessarily that Nebraska was – now their skill is pretty good. So it's – or really – maybe really good in the case of Naoran Banks. So he goes, it's not – I don't look at – he said he didn't look at the game quite the same because – of the additions that Nebraska made to its receiver core, that they're good, they're legit there. So yeah, I like 7. I'm not going to make my prediction, but the 7's a good line. That's a good line.
Nebraska ran the ball very well against UTEP. They should be able to run the ball well against Colorado.
Okay, Bill. They average 4 point. Nebraska average 4.4 on first down running. That's pretty good. That's what you want.
A lot of second and fives.
Yeah. If you can do that against Colorado, you'd be in good shape, I would think. Now, Colorado, I'm going to say Colorado's, again, I'm not just talking totally. I mean, I saw both games. I saw Colorado's game. Colorado's a little better up front than UTEP. They are. They're bigger. They're better than UTEP was really small on defense up front.
That's like I said, didn't see it. Just talking talking to some friends, they were like, boy, they do not look like a Division I football team.
Small.
Especially defensively.
Well, I gave Jake the stat yesterday, and he didn't believe me. I was struck by your disbelief. And you questioned my stat. Actually, he questioned my stat.
I questioned UTEP's stat. They provided this own stat in their media.
UTEP is 1-60 against power conference teams. 1-60. The one victory was against Mississippi State in the 1967 Sun Bowl. Epic Sun Bowl.
Epic game. That remember it well.
For them too.
It was a home game for them. It's a home game.
Right.
Had to put together
advantage of a huge crowd.
Also, were they UTEP then or were they Texas Western?
I think Don Haskins was on the sideline.
I think Haskins was there after the game. They had to be Texas Western. They were.
There's no way they're UTEP.
No, they're really think they were Texas Western. Western.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God. But anyway, Jake, 1-60 against power conference teams. I told Jake last week, I think Saturday, I think about there's probably 12 FCS teams that could beat UTEP, maybe more.
I think there'd be more than that.
Yeah, well, I don't think they'd be rated in the top 10.
I don't think UTEP would make the playoffs in the FCS.
That's what I was saying.
Now, the one positive, we mentioned the name Maurice Westmoreland on the show
last week. Westmoreland.
And he was basically one play. He had one respectable play. Otherwise, he was shut down by Nebraska.
Was he shut down?
Pretty much shut down. He got loose one time, did not make the sack. He pressured Raiola, but after that, he did not make a impact in that game as a first-team preseason All-CUSA player.
Conference USA.
So
let's see what Westmoreland did.
Nebraska's offensive line there, but
yeah.
What was
He didn't do much, Jake. You're right. Two tackles on the day. That's it. You're right. Two quarterback hurries. That's it. Okay, that's all he hurries. Got. Yeah, that's nothing.
It's a quiet day for him.
Yeah, and they neutralized him. Nebraska's offensive line did play well. There's no doubt about that. The run blocking, they got 500 yards. I mean, come on. They played well. They looked intent in pass protection, like they were dug in hard on it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, again, the spread, I think the spread's right. The thing you just can't dismiss in this, as you assess this game, is Colorado may have two top five picks, as Rule pointed out. When there's two top five picks out on a team, it means something. Those guys make plays, and they make a ton of plays.
Another advantage for Nebraska is they could have kept things very generic and just handled the game.
I think they did.
Colorado could not do that.
Nope.
They were 5 yards away from losing the game.
That's right.
So there was no we don't want to do that. We don't want to use that. Now at the same time, Colorado doesn't have that crazy bounce off the leg interception.
Right.
That the game might get away.
It was a crazy bounce off the leg.
That would have put them up 15 or some of the time. Whatever. Like it could have made a little. It's a difference in the game. Obviously, they're going to score, and so that's a little bit of a odd situation.
That was a rare bad pass by Shadur. I mean, if I was Deion, I'd say, what were you throwing that? What were you doing? What was that? He doesn't do that very often. But he was good in that game. I'm going to say off the top of my head, 26 of 34 for 445.
A lot of big throws.
26.
That's still impressive.
Oh. Yeah, he had a great game.
That's still impressive.
26 of 34, 445. He had three touchdown passes to Travis Hunter. I think he had four total. Yeah.
The interesting part is going to be the wide receiver screen game, because if they get the ball out fast, how well can Nebraska tackle in space on really good receivers? Because they're going to struggle in protection. So anytime you're going to struggle in protection, the ball's got to come out. The ball's got to come out quick. You got to be able to get screens.
They got breakdown tackle.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's correct. But
breakdown.
But that'll be an interesting part of their game with what happens. That happened in that Idaho game. They hit some screen passes because Oregon was just, they couldn't block Oregon. but they got behind, underneath him, behind him with a couple little quick screens to the running back, other screens that caused some problems with it. So the screen game will be something, because any time that those three receivers are touching the ball in space, it's scary.
I know
it is. Like I said, and Horn scares you the most when all of a sudden he gets the ball.
Listen to Bill.
I love that guy. He's good.
Yeah. He's a slot receiver, and he gets the ball in his hands. They have the potential to go the distance.
He's
really
weird. He's one of those guys who's weird fast. Like, it looks like a video game. Okay. Now, the other thing, I don't want to gloss over this, Jake, and I kind of poo-pooed their running backs, but what Bill said is right. If they can get the ball to Offerdahl, little guy, you know, hide behind the line in a screen, Offerdahl might shoot out of there for a ways. He's a little guy. He's not great, but he's their starting running back, and he could do damage. And they got Dallin Hayden, the running back from Ohio State, who looks like he didn't win the job. Yeah. He got beat out by a walk-on, but he's not that bad. So it's not like they don't have running backs.
They don't really try, though.
Run game is very simplistic. So when they're
What I was told.
So when they're doing the run game breakdown, you're like, how do we fit this? What do we do here? All the different things. Playing Michigan, it's a nightmare all the time because they were really good up front, and their scheme's
complicated.
Scheme's not real complicated for Colorado.
Pat Shurmur.
And so they'll throw it 60 times. They'll throw it. They're going to say, what's our best chance? Number two, throwing the ball down the field. And there'll be some time. And the big thing is going to be because last year where the mistakes were made all year by the quarterback was that he took sacks, didn't get rid of the ball. That's going to be the difference in this, like that. How good is he? Just getting rid of the ball and just living with second and 10. Not a problem. Second and 10, just play again.
He's dangerous because when he scrambles, he's looking to throw downfield. He's not scrambling to scramble. He's scrambling to buy time to throw it downfield. That's scary for the DBs.
Same thing for Dylan, though, too.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. This is the crowd can really affect this game because of what Bill's saying. If they're going to throw it 60 times, he's at the line of scrimmage 60 times with a lot of sound. And some of those guys can't hear. And if the offensive line I guarantee you there'll be two or three for sure false starts. And there might be more than that. I guarantee two or three.
There will be.
Yeah. And you'll see Shadur doing this, putting both hands over his ears. It'll be a lot of that going on because the stadium's going to be raucous. It works to Nebraska's advantage. It really does. The home field advantage is profound.
That's why I think also the number is really low.
Seven. Because now, remember, you got to attract.
From 6.5 to it's grown.
Bill, you have to attract action on both sides. Please remember that. Do I think Nebraska's going to win by more than 7? Yeah, but you got to attract the action. Okay? I'm playing the part of Lee Sterling right now. You understand?
So Oregon by 39.5. Walk me through your theory there.
Well,
everyone wants action. Yes.
Yeah. You got to get action on both sides. That's what I'm saying. If you put it at
gambling expert Steve,
if you put the number at 13, I think most people would bet Colorado and just think, even if they thought Nebraska was going to win. So you got to keep it a reasonable number. That's all I'm saying. Do you understand, Ben? Ben understands. Ben's a big supporter of mine. Because we're both from Columbus.
Ben, let's start to see if you can do some gambling this week. Let's see if you can put some stuff down.
Come on, Ben, help us out.
Yes. Ben's a supporter of mine. Columbus. Columbus.
That's right.
Together in the press box, everything.
Yes. Selfies.
Not a half selfie. Yeah. It was a full selfie this time.
Full selfie.
You get the half-face selfie from Ben.
And you
this
want
time.
The peace sign. Yes.
He was happy.
I didn't know what to do. But actually, I told Ben I don't know what to do.
Sip told me, I was informed this morning, that Ben actually did at first big time him in the press box before
taking
a picture.
Walked right by him.
I was stunned. He just whipped right by me. It's like, geez.
Did he have a notepad? Did he have his laptop with him?
He had a laptop. I don't know about notepad. Did you take notes? He's young.
Oh, he typed up his notes on
the
computer.
Young. Yeah, he's young. Yeah, they use Otter and stuff like that, right? I still write down notes.
Where's your notepad at?
It's right here. What'd you write in the last game? I wrote a lot.
Anything good in there?
I mean,
can you read your handwriting? You write so fast you can't read.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely
I'd like to know what your notes were during the game.
Yeah. Or do you want to know? I mean, I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot, actually.
You've lost the notebook already.
No, I have it right here.
You lost
your
page in the notebook.
No, there's a lot in here.
This is since the game you've written that much more?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I did an interview with Gary Barnett. Did you hear about that?
I just found that out right
now.
Can
we get Gary on air?
Maybe. I mean,
that'd be nice.
We should try to get
Gary. He's very busy.
Like to get him on air.
He plays a lot of golf.
Does he go to practice?
Question. Yeah, he knows that he and
that's always my what intrigues me is when someone goes to practice and talk about the team.
It's almost like he's a coach. I mean, he knows an incredible amount about that program. He's very invested. He loves it. He loves it, and he loves his work. I mean, he told me that he prepares for his broadcast the same amount of zeal that he prepared for games. He says I was over prepared for games, had way too many plays, and I'm over prepared for broadcast. I got information I'll never use. He goes, but I don't know any other way to do it. He's 78. Yeah. He's 78, but you've seen him. He seems young. Yeah, you can tell I like him. I'm a big fan of Gary Barnett.
The preparation you have to go to go into games would be ridiculous, especially
football.
Especially if you had to pronounce names. I mean, that's the hardest part going into it.
No
right now
doubt.
we don't have to say 30 names on air every day that are very hard to. This okay? How is that said?
Right.
That's very difficult. So.
Oh yeah, I don't know how those guys do it. Football's there's so much going on all the time that it's. I to do it live is an art. That's a skill, Jake. You've never had to do it.
I have not. Can you tell?
You could do it.
You could do it, Jake.
I could be a coach?
Yes.
No, a broadcast.
No, you cannot be a coach. No, no. Your emotions would
be a bad coach.
It'd be a wreck. It just palms up the whole time.
I coach golf or tennis team.
No, I don't think so. No.
You see the emotion in my face.
No.
Yeah, I have called games before. I've run broadcasting.
How would your coach look at you when you lost like 6-0, 6-0 to a 78-year-old?
Not good.
How would that look?
78. Palms up.
Jake didn't score.
Please don't defend that either. You always do that thing
I just said he's really good.
He's really 75 too. So
I'm just going to say right now, I haven't played tennis forever. We all get the wooden racket back out. But right now, if I was playing someone that was 94, I think I can beat him. I really do.
But he plays every single day, Bill.
I don't know. I think I could beat a 94-year-old.
The guy's
75.
Those guys know
50,
angles.
He was 50 years older than you. Stop. And you play tennis, and you play in a league, and you played in high school.
He's 50
and you
didn't, years older.
He's you. Really good. Maury. His name is Maury.
I don't care if his incredible name is Chris Evert. It's amazing.
He's very good. When we come back, which coach had the worst week in week one? Just that nest early break of the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.